And I'd like to welcome back to the studio, we have Derek the Engineer, and then new marketing director over at the Conway Scenic Railroad, Brian Solomon. Good morning, gentlemen.
Morning, Gino.
How you doing?
Very good. Excellent. Thank you guys so much for coming in and braving the little storm that we're having outside, but nothing that you guys can't handle.
Just a little storm. We push through.
Yeah, we're New Englanders. We're good for this. Lots happening over at the Conway Scenic Railroad, but before we get to all that, Brian, I'd like to welcome you to the Magic Morning Show. Are you new to the Valley?
I am. Very, very new to here.
Very new to the Valley as well.
I spent a little time here last summer working for Conway Scenic, and then I was hired full-time just before Christmas. So
excellent.
I'm sort of getting used to all the weather here. I'm from Massachusetts, but you seem to kind of crank it up.
A little different. It's a little different here.
It's a little colder and a little snowier than what I'm used to. So,
well, welcome to the Valley and welcome to, like I said, Magic 104 and, of course, the Conway Scenic. And, you're the new marketing director there.
Marketing manager. Events, too. I do events. Yep,
all
I
right.
do different things.
Very good. So you have a busy schedule ahead of you, for sure.
Very much so. Yeah, we got a lot on the plate this year.
Let's talk about a little bit about your experience here and why you wanted to work with the Conway Scenic.
Well, I have a lot of experience with railways. I've written more than 60 books on railways around the world, and I've spent the last 22 years traveling largely in Europe. I have an apartment in Dublin in Ireland, and I've been traveling all around Europe, mostly for railways. I wrote a book called Brian Solomon's Railway Guide to Europe.
Okay.
So it's about how to ride trains. And so I've done an awful lot with tourist railways, with mainline railroading, freight, passenger, diesel, electrical, steam, everything, pretty much in an awful lot of history. And I also have a connection with the current owners, Dave and Rhonda Swerk. Mm-hmm. As I tell people, I took their wedding pictures in 1987. So I've known them for just a little while.
Okay, yeah,
and
just a little bit.
And Dave asked me if I'd be interested in helping out. So he had me here last summer doing some work for him. And then he hired me full time when Susan Logan, our outgoing manager of marketing, left. So here I am.
Here you are. Wow, that's fantastic. And you obviously get along with everybody. I mean, now it's in your guys' veins. It's in the blood.
Yep, it has to be. Brian's a great addition to the team. We share an office space. And if anybody's been down to our beautiful station there in the center of the village, they're like, wow, it's so large and impressive. Well, yes, it's large, but there's not a lot of office space. So everybody's got to get
cramped up there in that attic space. Yeah.
Yep. But a lot of great ideas, and Brian's rising to the challenge because it is, if nothing else, busy and ever-changing, and it's an exciting time to be with the railroad. It really is.
Right. And I'm sure you guys look at, that's like maybe a place where you keep your things, but your office is the railway, right? I mean, that has to be where where you feel the business is getting done.
That's it. Down there with the passengers, out in the shop with the crew. Brian, he commented on it the other day. He's like, it's been like 3 weeks, and I haven't been on a train ride yet. And I'm like, yeah.
I was kind of going in withdrawal. I go, here, I work for a railroad, and I'm used to being on trains all the time, you know, and I'm like, I'm starting to, you know, get edgy, you know. So they brought an engine out to plow the snow. I'm like, I'm on that. We need to cover that. That's important.
Well, that is excellent. And yes, always fun things happening at the Conway Scenic. You can go to conwayscenic.com for full details. Let's talk about a big event that's happening this Friday. It's Cupid's Express.
Yeah.
Kind of a twist on the holiday a little bit. Add something a little more special to just a Valentine's Day dinner. So, Derek, why don't we set the scene there?
Absolutely. So, you know, there's so many great places to eat here in the Valley. That's not what we're trying to compete with. We're trying to do our own special thing, which is the moving dining experience. And we can't think of anything more enjoyable or more intimate than, you know, two people in love or refinding their love or developing new love, joining us on board these trains with the white tablecloths and the little candles and the mood music, having a delicious meal served White Mountain style. And if you don't know what White Mountain style is, you have to get a ticket. You have to get aboard because that's the only way to really experience White Mountain style dining, which is, of course, fine dining on the High Iron. And it's going to be a great excursion. It's very popular right now. We've got two departures on the 14th. We've got very limited seats. I'm very happy to be able to see us just before coming on the air. We check the numbers, and seats are limited. So we really encourage you to visit the website or call into the main station there and speak with somebody if you're not as tech savvy as you'd like to be. And don't worry, we are extremely discreet. So if you are buying this for a gift, we are not going to publish that on Facebook or social media.
Sure.
So your secret
is safe.
Not on that one. So it's in the fine print. You flip over that ticket, but it's going to be a great time. And a lot of the crews that are working on this, I always try to, as you know, Gino, I always try to sing the praises of the behind-the-scenes folks. You know, I get to come down here. Brian gets to come down here. But there's the mechanical department, our track guys. The shop's just keeping everything tip-top, running great.
Excellent.
And our culinary team that's going to present just a fantastic meal on board. It's, like I say, it's a great family to work with. And everybody's bringing their talents to the table, and everybody's working super hard. So you and your loved ones can have a great time on board. And don't worry, if you're familiar with our dining, you might know that most of our tables are sets of four. Don't worry, we're doing a two-person max at those tables, unless requested otherwise. If you're doing a double date kind of night, you let us know when you're booking your tickets. We can put you all together at a four, but We want everybody to enjoy that one-on-one eye contact. Excellent. And have something really special where you can kind of just sit back, leave the drive into us, and really focus on your delicious meal, but also the person sitting across from you.
Yeah, and that's what the holiday should be all about.
Yeah, and I'm so excited to be part of that, to help people have a really unique Valentine's Day experience. So
it's wonderful. So yeah, conwayscenic.com is where you want to go. As Derek mentioned, you get two departures, 5:30 and 7:30, and buy your tickets now. Do not wait. I'm talking to you gentlemen out there. Those are the guys, the last-minute shoppers, trying to make that big that last-minute reservation. This is the time to do it. ConwayScenic.com for sure. And Brian, you guys also have snow trains going on. Would you like to set that
up
a little bit?
Yeah. This is something that's really new for us. It's something that I know has been batted around for a while, but beginning on the 15th through the 29th of this month, so we go right through Leap Day, if you like.
Sure.
We're going to be running seven departures a day, starting at 7:30 in the morning, running every 90 minutes from our station at North Conway to the Attitash ski area,
Excellent.
Attitash Mountain Village.
Yeah.
So, and it's basically a 90-minute return. You can go out and stay there if you want. You can go out and come back right away. It's kind of free form. We're just asking when they buy people to buy tickets to let us know roughly when you're coming back so we can kind of gauge what our return journeys are going to be like. But one of the things we're doing is we're taking our RDC out. It's a rail diesel car. This is a vintage 1952 self-propelled car. And
nice.
I have a special fondness for these. These are the trains that I grew up with.
Yep.
And it's also an important part of the railroad because our founder, Dwight Smith, actually arrived on a car like this back in 1968 and got his sort of inspiration for having a tourist railroad because having arrived on one of these cars. I don't know if Dwight has quite the same fondness for the RDC that I do, but I think it's an important part of our history, and it's a real opportunity because we have one of these cars. There's only a handful left in the region that actually still operate under their own power.
Mm-hmm.
So that's our primary snow train. We also have a backup snow train, so if more people arrive than can be transported on the car, we will be taking effectively our Valentine's train out, and it'll be pressed into snow train service. So
Fair enough.
Pretty much covered both ways. And this is a really exciting opportunity to experience the Mount Washington Valley in the snow on the train.
I was going to say, that's got to change the scenic views a little bit.
Yeah,
I mean, for sure.
And as a lot of people probably know, I mean, this whole railroad was built on snow trains. I mean, that's why it was there. So we're really bringing back a really important part of the heritage of the railroad by reintroducing these snow trains. And we're only doing it for 2 weeks this year. And we're sort of hoping that this might catch on and maybe this would become a regular thing in winters to come, if you like. So
another great opportunity, conwayscenic.com, purchase your tickets and get ready for that. And that starts, you said this is coming Saturday.
Yeah. It'll be running for 2 weeks. So.
Excellent. And Derek, I can only imagine you have just as much passion here as Brian when it comes to the snow trains.
It's great. I don't often try and take the exciting engineer positions from my guys because,
yes.
you know, with great responsibility and all that kind of thing, I think, you know, Spider-Man said it best. But I let the guys that, you know, work every day really hard doing a great job, you know, run the engines. But I've decided I'm going to take one or two of these departures myself because I believe that it's a really historical connection, and it's so great. And we've had so many partners working with us in this as well, not just the guys at Conway Scenic, but we've had great support from the folks up at Attitash in all disciplines there, both the mountain and the condominium development, which has been very helpful. And then the cross country ski folks. And I know, and I want to go on record because I've said it a bunch of times before, Conway Scenic Railroad is an integral part of the valley, and we want to play with all the valley residents and visitors alike. And so when this was first being promoted, we got phone calls, we got emails concerned, well, what about my cross-country ski access, what about my snowmobile access? And we're not impacting those organizations, we're working with those organizations. We've had great conversations with them, and the state of New Hampshire has also been very supportive of this. We want everybody to enjoy the winter recreation up here, because not everybody skis, not everybody's going to rent a snowmobile. This is an opportunity for you to enjoy the winter Wonderland, really what it is, in a different direction, and I'm really glad to be part of that.
And you don't have to worry about the commute.
That's exactly it. Yep, like just leave the driving to us. We've got this. We're very good at left and right. That's kind of out of our bailiwick, but forwards and backwards, that's our bread and butter. We've got that. We've got it dialed in.
Awesome. Very good. Lots of things happening for the Conway Scenic. Remember, conwayscenic.com is where you can go. Details on Cupid's Express, which is happening this Friday. Two departures, one more time, 5:30 and 7:30, and then look into the snow trains as well that starts this Saturday. Brian, thank you so much for coming in. We'll welcome again
Thank
to
you.
The Valley and to this whole project here.
It was great meeting, and it's great to be here.
Absolutely. We'll have you back for sure. And then, of course, Derek the engineer, always a pleasure.
Thank you very much, Gino. Glad to be here.
It's the Magic Morning Show on Magic 104.
Thanks for waking up with the Magic Morning Show.